Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So if you really thought about it, and you've lived a few years on this life, you're 40, 50 years old, maybe 60 years old, and you look back, and you can honestly say that things are different than they once were. Once upon a time, there were employers who were hard-driving employers. I mean, even if you go way back to the Carnegies and the J.P. Morgans and the people who made vast sums of money, they were terrible bosses. They were terrible employees. They really didn't care about people. They just drove people, and then if they weren't able to do it anymore, they just fired them and replaced them with someone else. So in that way, things really have progressed and they've gotten better. I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm not saying they can't still get better. I'm not saying that we need to respect each other more and we need to think through how we're talking to each other and approaching each other. But as a CEO, president, or business owner, you really have to think through what your behavior is and what your management style is. You can't just say, do it because I say so, I'm the boss. Yes, you are the boss, but you have to create a culture that actually works. You have to create a culture of people that are working together, of people who understand each other, understand why they are doing things. You have to take into account and respect people for the things that they can do and the things that they can't do. You have to create reasonable goals and reasonable things that you want them to obtain. You can't just be unreasonable. You can't talk to people in a way that's not respectful. You can't drive people. The question is, would you want to work for you? If you were in reverse roles, how would you want to be treated? How would you want to be inspired? You know, I've observed that there are no such things as losers, and there are no such things as bad employees. Now, there are people who are in the wrong job. There are people who should not work for you because they don't have that skill or they don't have that temperament or they're not going in the same direction as you are. And you put them in another company, they get a job in another company, and they just excel. So when you're working with your coworkers, with your employees, you have to say to yourself, how do I talk to each and every one? Because each and every one will be different. How do I create this thing called a business and make it work for everybody? Now, of course, it's not going to work for everybody, and of course, there is no perfection. But what we want, and why are we in business? We are in business to make a profit. How do we make a profit? We make a profit by selling a goods or service at a price that will give us the profit. But in the meantime, it's not just creating a profit. It's not just creating goods and services. It's working with people. It's getting people on your side. It's getting to understand why you are doing things the way you're doing them. It's listening to them. It's respecting them. It's taking their ideas. It's putting them in a position where they feel like they're part of something. Not just they're coming to work and they put their 8 hours in and they do their job. We want more than their job. We want their brains. We want their intelligence. We want their creativity. We want their cooperation. And to do that, we have to learn how to talk to them. And we have to understand what's important to them. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't people that you're going to give the opportunity of a lifetime, and that is to go find another job. That happens. Sometimes people just don't fit into your particular organization. It doesn't mean they don't fit in somewhere. But what I'm asking you to do is to consider and always say to yourself, am I communicating with this employee like I would like to be communicated with? Would I be able to hear myself if I was on the other side and I heard these words? Would I be able to understand why we do what we do? Would I be able to understand why I have to attain these goals? And are the goals reasonable? If they're unreasonable, nobody's going to obtain them. Everything that you do is interlocking together. Everything that you say, you are the focus of attention to everyone that works for you. We need to say to ourselves, how are we creating communication and conversation that is empowering, that is respectful, that people feel like we are, that you are looking out after their best interest, and so that they can look out after your best interest. And yes, one more time, there will be people who you need to give the opportunity to head on down the road because they just don't fit in. But what we're looking to do is we're looking to make a profit, and we're looking to do it with the least amount of stress possible, although there is always stress. And we make that happen by having a cohesive team that works together, and you're where it starts. You are right on the top. So this isn't an easy task. It's not easy to do. But think about how you can make that happen so that when you are having a conversation, you are not shouting, even though you're not raising your voice, but they don't feel like you're shouting at them. They feel like it's an interactive conversation that you're having with an employee and yourself. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.